For today's edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I talked to Director of Washington County Conservation, Steve Anderson, about the recent draining of the upper pond in front of Mary Marr Lodge at Marr Park and the reasoning behind it.
It was time for it to be cleaned out and reconstructed, so while we're at it, we got a fish habitat stamp grant and then a Washington County riverboat grant, so between the two, we got the funding in place, and it was time. We were starting to get some issues with summer kill, and the fishery wasn't doing very well, so we decided it was, with the financial opportunity and the other opportunities, we decided to grab it, and we tore into it, and you know, we cleaned it all out, and then are doing a whole bunch of habitat work within it.
So you said some rehab stuff. Would that be dredging the bottom?
Yes. We have completed that aspect of it. We dredged the bottom, and then we also are building a couple of jetties and some underwater roads and a bunch of habitat things. And then, of course, we're done with that part of the component of it right now. And then also planned is, like I say, we're going to now riprap and protect the jetties and build fish habitat and all the things that make it into a far superior pond when we're done.
And you said fish habitat. What kind of habitat and what kind of fish will that be for?
It will receive the standard DNR stocking when we're done, which is bass, bluegills, and catfish. And the habitat that we're building is everything from concrete to wood to different, like we say, we're putting in an underwater road, we're putting in an underwater island, we're putting in a bunch of concrete structures, we're putting in a bunch of wood structures. At any rate, everything that we can do to make it better for fish.
So kind of like what you have on the bigger lake. How long do you expect this to take?
It is going much faster than we had anticipated, and so we're still looking at it taking the rest of the summer probably. You know, we'll keep working on it as long as nature allows us. But at any rate, probably the end of September we'll be all done with this project, if not before.
Are you doing this all in-house, or are you having a company help you?
DeLong Construction actually moved the dirt for us, and so that was contracted out, and now the rest of it is basically going to be in-house.
Okay.
We may have to get some professional guidance on parts of it, but by and large, it's in-house from this point forward.
And do you have an estimate or a total project cost for this?
Yeah, the clean-out component and the little habitat component, it's part of a $15,000, which is, again, from your fish habitat stamp, which is part of the license fee everybody pays. The total project of everything that we're doing is somewhere between $105,000 and $110,000, because we're also redoing the lodge and putting a jetty in and putting a shelter at the end of it. And so basically the entire project's between $105,000 and $110,000. And again, half of that came from the Washington County Riverboat. We also have some user fees with the lodge. And at any rate, there's no property tax dollars in it, so that's exciting.
Definitely. You mentioned some lodge enhancements. What are you planning there?
We are almost done with that component. We actually lined the interior of the lodge completely and then insulated it and put in new lights and fans and just basically modernized it, if you will. And the people that have rented it so far, we've had nothing but great comments. It came out great.
And is that the smaller lodge closest to those, kind of in between those two lakes?
Yes. Then eventually, the last piece of the puzzle that will come somewhat later, we're going to add a little playground in there or enhance the playground greatly, something that we've been needing to do for a long time. So that's coming, but that'll be a little while longer.
And would that be to replace those little pieces that are already there?
We're not actually going to replace them. We're going to add to them.
Steve, I appreciate all your help here. Anything that you'd like to add about this?
No, it's a great project. We're really blessed to have the financial people that we have, you know, to help us with these grants and stuff. And then kudos to DeLong and Construction in particular. They did a wonderful job, an amazing job, actually, in moving material. So we're really happy with the work that they did for us.
That was my conversation with Steve Anderson, Director of Washington County Conservation, about the rehabilitation of the upper pond at Marr Park. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.